Fear and frustrations building in towns on the Victorian side of the border with South Australia ahead of tough new COVID-19 restrictions that will come into place on Friday. Previously, Victorians who live within 40 k's of the border could cross into South Australia if they had regular coronavirus tests. But come Friday, most of them will be blocked. There will be exceptions for Year 11 and 12 students and farmers who have properties on both sides, but not for people needing crucial medical treatment. Dana Lum's three-year-old daughter Josie is recovering from cancer. They've been travelling to Adelaide for treatment, but it's now not clear that we'll be able to continue. Dana joins us from Murrayville, which is 20 k's from the border with South Australia. Dana, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Dana, what does it mean for Josie's recovery if you can't travel to Adelaide to continue her treatment?
To be honest, I don't know. Like, I guess her alternative is Melbourne because Mildura can't offer the services she requires. So that's a scary point just in itself, without even looking into whether we can go there.
So what sort of treatment is she getting there now? How often are you going to Adelaide and what's required?
So she has finished her actual chemotherapy treatment and her major surgery that she had to remove it. So now it's ongoing checks because it can be a reoccurring tumour. So she needs MRIs every 3 months, which at her age are under a general anaesthetic, so not everywhere can offer that sort of treatment for a three-year-old. And she has still got her port in, which is the access for chemo, and that is blocked at the moment, so that's a risk of infection. That's what I'm fighting for to come out. And she does have a colostomy bag, which she does not require, and she's had that for 8 months, so we're trying to get that reversed as well.
Those two elements you mentioned there, the port, if it's at risk of infection, I mean, that is urgent. I mean, have you had a permit? You must have had a permit then to be able to travel to the women and kids in Adelaide. Has that permit been revoked, and have you applied for an emergency permit because of the risk of infection?
Yeah, it's terrifying because I don't know what's going to happen, but I did have a permit to go over previously, but every time new rules come out, we've got to reapply for everything, whether it's a cross-border community, whether it's medical. So I've reapplied again, and I just don't know what the answer is going to be. So, the fight's not just with the border, it's also with the medical facilities in Adelaide. No one wants us because we've got a Victorian address. So I'm also fighting with the hospital constantly as well.
So the Adelaide Women's and Children's, which is where Josie has been treated, are saying no at the moment because their understanding is the rules mean they can't treat people from Victoria.
Well, they don't particularly say no. That I've just got to send letters and of support of how it affects her. It's got to go to their board as to whether they treat her. They did do the scan 6 weeks late, her three-month scan, because of all the red tape. But now to actually have the procedure, they're really reluctant.
What does it mean for you if you can't go to the Adelaide Women's and Children's Hospital where she has been getting treatment? How difficult would it be to get similar treatment in Victoria? How far now is your drive to the Adelaide Hospital, and how far would you have to drive?
Okay, so she's had all her treatment at the Women's and Children's so far, which is 300 k's away. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at, I don't know if Bendigo or Ballarat do offer this sort of treatment, a paediatric surgeon and an oncologist that can go on with her treatment, or I guess then it's Melbourne, which is, you know, 650 k's away. So that's one way. It's not,
650 k's one way.
That's right. So, yeah, it's frightening to think. And especially in emergency, we have got a contingency plan. Like, I actually do have intravenous drugs on me for her, and I just have to present to any sort of emergency hospital in case of that. That's my fallback. But it's still pretty scary that that is my fallback, I might add.
Okay, so at the moment, the hospital is not giving you appointments, and you haven't heard yet whether you'll get a permit, but generally medical permits are not part of this latest border closure.
That's correct, yeah. So I don't know if we'll get it.
The Prime Minister has intervened. He's written to some premiers, we now know, in South Australia, New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria to urgently resolve some of these border restrictions so that people in your situation who need access to urgent medical treatment will get the help they need. Do you believe that your system would come under the heading of urgent medical treatment if it's just for Josie to have MRI scans and things like that?
I hope so, because if it does grow back, well, then at what point does it become an emergency or urgent? At where is that point on that scale?
So this letter from the Prime Minister has gone to the premiers now. What do you want to say to the Premier of South Australia right now, Dana? And how urgently do you want them to resolve this?
Oh, immediately. And it's not just for me. I know other residents in this town that have health issues that require specialists, and they are life-threatening. It's not just Josie. So, you know what? I have travelled so far in this world, and I have served for my country, and I never thought in a million years I would lose my basic human right for medical treatment in my own country. Like, it's... I don't even think I need to say anything. I think it's pretty obvious why we should have this. And we have been living in these communities for over 100 years and relied on South Australia for the exact same things all these years. And it's, yeah, we're not set up for this change, all the order, all the sudden change. It has, you know, we need time to be able to put other measures in, and that has not happened for us.
And, of course, this is in the middle of a pandemic, and the South Australian government says they want to limit people who may have been in contact with some Victorian towns that have COVID-19, and there is a problem in Victoria with the virus. There aren't any cases, I don't think, in Murrayville where you are. But are you worried about if you're forced to travel to Melbourne? Does that worry you?
Absolutely. That's why I don't want to go to Melbourne for her treatment. I mean, I'm sure they're probably doing everything they can to stop the spread, but... And they're in lockdown at the moment, so that's what I mean. I don't even know if something happened now, whether I could go to Melbourne, because they are in lockdown. So I don't even know if I can get in. I don't want to go that way. They're forcing us to go that way, but none of us want to because of the fear of the risk that we impose on them. But I feel, and it has been all along, the restrictions that they've placed on us has far outweighed the risk that we pose on them. I mean, we're surrounded by two deserts.
Mm.
Dana, that's not social distancing.
No. Dana, good luck. I hope it works out. The Prime Minister's written this letter. Let's hope it gets resolved in your case and for all those other people on borders who have these medical situations. I mean, this is, you know, potentially critical. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.